In today's episode, we talk through how you can choose the perfect domain name for your church. A good domain name is not something you should be changing every few years. In fact, they should only be changed when absolutely necessary. But choosing the right domain name can be challenging for most church leaders. Join us as we discuss 8 rules of thumb to help you get your domain name right. We hope this conversation helps your church reach people the right way. You're listening to the Reach Right podcast, the show dedicated to helping pastors and church leaders reach people the right way. Hosted by me, Thomas Costello, and with me as always is my co-host, Ian Hyatt. We're here to help your church see more visitors and grow. Hey guys, welcome to the Reach Right podcast, episode number 25. I am your host, Thomas Costello, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Ian Hyatt. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, not too much, Ian. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Good. Can't complain.
Yeah, we're doing our Christmas episode today. Excited. We're doing it a few days early here, but still in a festive mood. Excited.
Ho, ho, ho.
Starting to look a lot like Christmas here in Honolulu. So we're enjoying it. That's what Christmas looks like, is aloha shirts and Santa shaka-ing at the beach and that kind of stuff. So
that's
funny. Good season here.
A little different in Austin, Texas, but we have one thing in common is it's usually kind of warm around Christmas. So we don't get the white Christmas here either. So
yeah, we'll take it. It's good. So good topic today. We're going to be talking about how to choose the perfect domain name for your church. Yeah. And I think this is a question that we get quite a bit in some of our consulting conversations, because that's one of those things that is kind of permanent once you've done it. It's not something that you want to be changing all the time. And it's something that I think that a lot of churches kind of wonder about, and there's a lot riding on it. I think that there's a lot of mistakes that we see, and there's lots of churches with bad domain names, and we want to try and spare our audience some of those kinds of mistakes, because they actually can cost you visitors. That's the scary thing about it. So you've seen your fair share of bad church domain names, I'm sure, right?
Oh, I see them pretty much daily. But the funny thing is, as long as we've been doing web design and in this industry for over a decade, I would have thought this issue would have improved quite a bit by now, but I still see some real bad ones. There's not been much improvement over the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, let's try and put people at ease with this and give them some good ideas. We have a total of 8 recommendations on how to choose the perfect church domain name. So why don't you kick us off with the first one?
Yeah, first one is it's a really good one, and it should be probably the first thing you want to think of when you're thinking through this as a ministry leader or pastor. It's keep it short. Keep it short. I've seen so many long domain names, and if you think about it, it's not a good idea for several reasons, and we'll be unpacking that quite a bit with some of the other ones we're going to be going to the other 7 other than this. But yeah, keep it short, because think about it. You know, if you want it to be memorable, right? Who's going to remember some long drawn out domain name? And when it rolls off the tongue, you want your members to, when they're inviting people to your church, be able to let it something just, you know, very short roll off their tongue instead of, you know, www.infinity.com.
You want to avoid those long strung out things. And the challenge is that sometimes churches just have longer names, and then sometimes they also, like, that's a common name for a church. And so just the name of your church in most cases won't work. So if your church is called, you know, Life Church or New Life Church or New Anything Church, whatever that word after new might be, there are, you know, 700 other churches with the exact same name out there. So usually you have to add some other words to it, a city name, some of those kinds of things. And you just start to get into some length. So as a general rule, when we say long and short, short, what would be ideal if you could get away with, you won't get away with one word, having a one word church name,
right?
It's just not going to happen. Two words is pretty rare in 2020 to be able to do something like that. It'd be hard to even find a two word name. And then I think your sweet spot is probably a three word name.
Yeah.
So having about that length, if you can keep it around 12 to 15 characters, I think that would be good. That's kind of a good target to shoot for. But yeah, I think having something short, as long as you can follow the other rules that we're going to go over here, I think will really be a benefit to people.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. You've nailed it. Yes.
Cool. Let me get the second one. Number two is make sure to use the word church. I think this is one of the most important things you can do in a domain name. And I know it makes it can make it harder to hit number one, right? To keep it short and include that word church, because that's C-H-U-R-C. That's six of your 12 to 15 or 16 letters, right? So that's half of your space basically that you have with that. But here, there's a reason why we think using the word church is important. It's because it plays a huge part in search engine results. Your domain name is actually an important part of when people search for terms online. That's an important part of where you're going to rank on things. It's not the only thing. So a lot of times people tried to figure this out and they would try to game Google and just use the, if you made your domain name church.church, you know, it probably wouldn't come up first when people search for churches.
No.
So you can't really game the system, but it is a important ranking factor when people are putting in that search term. And so what you're hoping for in the most common searches when people are looking for churches in their area, they'll say churches near me or churches in my city or churches in city name. They'll put that in there.
Yeah.
So having church in your domain name is something that really will, it's not everything, but it'll actually help with your church and your search engine rankings on there. So anything to add to that?
No, that's really good. And so I think it is mostly for SEO. So not much to add, but I think it also kind of, when you use that word too, it'll help you kind of choosing the other two words, because if you know you got to have that one, it'll, I think, kind of steer you in the direction of, okay, I got to find two other words that are, you know, as short as possible. So I think it's a good little benchmark for that.
Here's what I think I'll add too, is that, so the challenge for, if your church has the word church in the name, then it's usually pretty easy. The challenge is for churches that they maybe have like the word ministries, or I pastored at a church for years called Hope Chapel.
Right.
And so how do you, when we use the word chapel in there, how do we squeeze in the word church? You know, how do we get that in? So there's some challenges with that. Lots of, I'd say maybe, you know, only a third of churches have the word church in their name a lot of times. So I think that it's important to, and again, all of these rules, I think it'll be hard to find a domain name that hits all eight of these rules where you do it absolutely perfectly. But these are, if everything was equal, this is what we would prefer. And I think finding a way to squeeze church in there will be valuable to people.
Yeah. And that's a good segue too, to the next one. And that is what you're going to choose at the end of that domain name. So choose .com, .org, or .church. And correct me if I'm wrong, but to your point of if church is not in your name, if it's Hope Chapel, if you can get Hope Chapel, maybe .church, that kind of accomplishes that goal, because then you did get it. And .church is still a new one for a lot of churches. Whenever I recommend that to as many churches as I do, when they ask me this question, they're like, oh, .church, huh? It's still kind of a new thing that churches don't realize, but it's very effective. As you know, I'm at a larger church that here in the greater Austin area that we actually paid. So our previous domain name, which we still kept, and we'll talk more about that, was Celebration Church TX.com. And basically, we purchased here 2 years ago Celebration.church for $30,000. So our church forked over some money for that. There was a lot of, I wasn't on that decision making team, but I think the, I talked to one of the executive pastors with that, and the idea was we really wanted it for marketing, and apparently that was a good deal on that one. But hopefully your church doesn't have to spend that. There's still a lot of dot churches available. We had to purchase that from a gentleman who owned it, who is selling it for a lot more than that. So I guess we got a good deal on it, but
my goodness,
but that .com and .org too, what would you have to say about those?
Yeah. So let me, first of all, chime in. So there was a time I used to pastor a church called the Journey Church.
Yeah.
And all of those .church domains, they all became available at the exact same moment. And I like waited up in the morning and got on the list. This is back in like 2016 or 17.
Yeah.
And I actually had journey.church was our domain name. We had that there. And through some kind of a mishaps, we had it for 1 year, but we were unable, because of the way that I registered it originally, not understanding it, made a huge mistake and I lost that. So I could have been a .church millionaire. It would have been great. Had I had that's that right. one. So, yeah. But that's neither here nor there.
Or at the least made 30,000 on it.
Yeah. Right. That would have been nice. So yeah. Anyway, but so I think this is really good, Ian. I think .com, .org or .church are your preference. We would strongly encourage churches to stay away from .infos and .biz.
Right. Jinx. We'd always laugh at is the .biz. Yeah.
So, right. It just doesn't do you any favors to have those kinds of things there. But if I had to rank those in order, I would say .com is still number one.
Yeah.
So .com, and a lot of churches make this mistake and they think .org would be more valuable. I think the thing is that when people think of how to get to a website, they're still automatically thinking .com. They're not going in their head and saying, well, is this a nonprofit or is it a for-profit? Well, let me try .org. That's just not how it works. So if I had to choose, it'd be .com, then probably .church, and then .org would be my third of those options.
Yep.
And then, you know, I think there's some other things that maybe are possible beyond those three that you could consider if they made sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see some of these shortened domains or these two-letter ones. A lot of times they will be, you can like complete your name. Like one of our favorite online giving providers is tithe.ly. The name of the company is Tithely. So they have that domain there. So sometimes you can make it make sense that way. But for the most part, I think if you can get a .com, .church or .org, that would be great. A quick note about those prices we were talking about. That's only for domain names that are owned by somebody. If someone's already registered them, right? So not all .church domain names are $30,000. So if I wanted to get journeymadison.church, that probably would be just the normal price.
Right.
The .churches are a little bit more expensive, but none of these are, you know, really expensive. So it's if you just go to GoDaddy, you'll pay $10 or $12 a year for a .org or .com address. If you wanted a premium sub, or I guess suffix at the end of your domain, like a .church, I think they're like $50 a year is how much those cost. So not a ton of money. I think well worth it to get the right kind of a domain name.
No, thanks for clarifying that too. Yeah, that was an individual that owned it, not just a regular company, domain name company. So, and would you, lastly on this point, would you recommend someone get all three of those if they could, the .com, org, and church?
Yeah, I think I would, just because it helps you to, if you have one domain that you're branding, I think that there'll sometimes be some confusion on that. I think with the .org and .com, people might accidentally, if your name is Hope Chapel and you got hopechapel.org and hopechapel.com, people might accidentally go to the wrong one. It's $10 a year. It's not like it's expensive or something like that. So I think it makes sense just to log in a few of those. Yep. That's good. Exactly right. So let me hit number four. And this is a rule that I think kind of seems different from the rest of these, but number four is don't change it. If you have a domain name, I would strongly advise you, if you have a domain name that doesn't have to be changed, and usually that's for things like we change the name of our church, so we have to change our domain name, those kinds of things. But if you don't have to change it, keep it. And the reason for that is that one of the biggest ranking factors is the age of a domain on search engines. So if you get a brand new domain that, you know, you buy it today and you launch your website or you put your website on it tomorrow, you're going to really suffer a lot of ranking penalties because it's a brand new domain and brand new domains are started all the time and Google has a hard time ranking those.
Yeah.
So I would strongly recommend that you not change your domain, if at all possible. Even if you have a bad name and you break a few of these rules here, if you've had it for 10 or 15 years and it's just been that the whole time, it might make sense just to keep it. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't go get a different domain on top of that. Like, so you can actually have multiple domains going to the same website in most cases. Yeah. So like for your church, I'm sure that if you went to Celebration Church, CelebrationTX.com, is that what it was? Or Celebration Church? Whatever it was. If you go to that old domain, I bet you it will forward to whatever that new domain is. It's still at the same place there, right? Yep. So you don't ever want to give up those domains because they are something of real value. In fact, in our business where we do a lot of search engine consulting, one of the strategies that search engine people do is that they will look on the market for recently expired domain names. Yeah. And if there's one that gets a little bit of traffic and it's 10 or 15 years old, they'll snatch it up. The $10 a year or whatever it costs to pay for it, it's not that much. And they can start to use that to generate more traffic to other sites and use it that way there. So yeah, I think don't change it is an important piece of advice for people.
Yeah. Another thing you made me think of with that is similarly to a logo, right? A logo, you don't want to change that for, what do the experts say? At least you don't ever want to change it if you don't have to, but if you did, you don't want it to be, you don't want to change it for, you know, 10 years plus or so. And the reason why is for marketing and for visibility and for someone remembering it too. I mean, if people are used to going to that, just like they're used to seeing your logo, if you just change your logo up on them, you know, they're going to, oh, wait, what happened? I thought that church was this, or is it a different church now or what? You know, and same thing in a similar way, not totally the same, but with your domain name too, you're getting, that's building your brand and it's memorable. And people, if they're used to going to that and used to telling others about it, then that's a good reason to keep it for a while too.
And I think this is exactly why it's important to think about these eight things we're talking about today before you do it, because, you know, ideally this domain name that you choose should be the domain name for your church until either this whole domain name thing that we're doing goes away or your church goes away. I mean, you shouldn't, ideally you should never change this because it's just going to have increasing results as it gets older and older. It's like a fine wine is what a good church domain name is like.
That's good. That's good. Good example. Good. Well, I'll tackle number five and kick that one off. So include one word from your name. We were talking a little bit about this in the first couple there, but are using the word church in there, but you should have one word from the name of your church in there for identification. And what else do you think? I think for identification, but what is there other value to that?
I don't know that there's a lot of search engine value in choosing a name from your church. So like right now we're working with a client called Redemption Church, right? So, and what that's Redemption Tabernacle.
Tabernacle,
It's just Redemption Tabernacle or Redemption Tabernacle Ministries?
Redemption Christian Tabernacle.
Redemption Christian Tabernacle. Okay, so here's what they're faced with is they have this, they have some of these rules. They want to have church in the name. And then they probably can't be Redemption Christian Tabernacle Church.com. You know, that's too long. That breaks the first rule of keeping it short. So you have to figure out in your name, which is the one word that we want to go with, right? Because if you want to include church, like ideally, I think the best domain name for that would be like a redemptionchurch.com or redemption.church, something like that. Those will be hard to get, but they'll probably be able to include one of those words, but you want to not have all of them. It's a mistake if you're thinking that the entire name of your church and city or something that's spelled out is the right decision. So our encouragement is to choose the one that matters the most for them. They play on redemption all the time. Great church out of Tip City, Iowa, I believe is where they are. Awesome group of people there, but they do a really good job using redemption as their kind of tagline with a lot of things there. So for them, we encourage them to stay with that kind of redemption as being part of their domain name there. So I think that's the rule, is that try to find that one word within your name that makes the most sense, because we know we can't include all three or four words in a lot of church names out there.
Exactly. Nailed it. No, that's good. Nothing to add there on that one. You want to tackle six?
Yep, we'll do. Number six is use your city name if you have to. Including your city name. And I find that most churches, if you're getting a domain name now, you'll probably have to use your city name. Now, some churches, I think it's if you're really a big region church, like your church is a mega church there in Texas. Yeah. That's why they use the Texas in theirs, the TX in their domain. But I think for the most part, I think your region or the main city that you're in is probably the most important. So my last church that I pastored was journeychurchmadison.com. That was our domain name. And we had Journey. That's our key word. Church, that was in there. Madison was in there. So we had those three things. And I think that's usually the best addition when you have to make your domain name specific. Yeah. Now, my thoughts on this are kind of flexible right now because I think a lot of churches are really getting more and more into the online side of things with the pandemic and everything we've been going through the last 9 months. And so that's opened up the horizons. And so perhaps if your vision is to be bigger than your community or your metropolitan area that you're in, a lot of times it makes sense to go regional or to leave off one of those city names because, you know, if someone sees something that is for New York, I think that maybe someone in Seattle would not be as interested in a domain name like that if they see that word in there. Or maybe search engines would say this person is searching in Seattle. Let's leave off the New York results there. So, so I think that's something if you need to, I think that's a good way because I do believe most churches are still going to be called to be a local church, to be serving primarily the community where they have their services, where they do service there in the community. Yeah. So I think it's one of those if you need to kind of things.
Yeah, I think that's a good point if you need to. But and if you need to, one of the other benefits, I think, quite simply, is too, is it sounds good. You know, if you have impactchurchaustin.com or something like that, it sounds better than some of the alternatives that people feel like they have to choose, which I think we're about to cover. So I won't go any further. So there's a couple of others we're about to say this would be better than, you know, using the city is better than using these next couple.
Yep, absolutely. So why don't you go for it?
Yeah, the next is avoid abbreviations. And, you know, I think why churches use abbreviations in their domain name is just that they're trying to keep it shorter, right? So their mind, in their mind, they're thinking, okay, we're keeping this thing shorter, you know, by abbreviating it, but it just doesn't, well, there's several reasons that that's not a good route to go. One, I've always seen, and I'll let you cover the others, but the first thing that comes to mind that I always seen is it just makes it confusing. Not everyone knows the abbreviation of your city, if that's what you use or something like that, or a church abbreviation. It just doesn't, it makes the domain name confusing.
Yeah. So I think that there's some exceptions to this. I think so for your church using TX instead of spelling out Texas, I think state abbreviations are usually okay. A lot of cities have abbreviations. So I don't think if you pastor, you know, Impact Church in New York City, being Impact NYC isn't bad, I don't think, LA if you're in Los Angeles, you know, if that's the common way that people refer to things, even where you are in ATX as Austin, Texas, I think people sometimes think of that. So, but I think outside of that, I would encourage churches to stay away from it. So the most common ones we see are when you have a, you know, you have, if you're a UMC church or a, or your First Baptist Church of South Lake, let's say, for instance, you'd be fbcsl.org or something like that, where just there's not a specific word in there. I think that that's something that is a little bit challenging.
FUMC,
yep, that's right. The First Assemblies of God always have a hard time,
you beat me. You beat me to it. That was the next one I was going to cover. Yep.
That's another one. I would probably recommend if you're First Assembly of God, not using the FAG acronym there. So you can probably figure out why.
Good recommendation.
So although we have seen it. We have seen it before, I think, in some church domains. So we would not to call attention to any of them, but that is one that we've seen and probably should be avoided.
That's a good point. Good segue to the once you tackle the last one there.
Yeah. So last one is don't use numbers if at all possible. I don't know. you know, I can't think of a reason why there's ever a good reason to use numbers unless that's the name of your church. So there's some, there's some churches, like I think we have one we're talking to called Seven Hills right now, or we have one that a 12 Stone is another large mega church where they have those numbers in their name. I guess you could do it in those cases, but outside of that, I've seen some churches try it with their area code. Like, so in Hawaii, we're the famous, we're kind of known as the 808 state. So everybody in Hawaii knows the numbers 808. That's our area code here in Hawaii. But I just don't think there's a good reason why you should use 808church.org or whatever it is. I think that avoiding numbers, if at all possible, in your, I've seen some that have even put their addresses in there or their zip codes and things in their domain names. It's just not a good idea because people need to know your zip code in order to search for it. They need to know your phone area code to look for your church that way. So anything to add on that?
Yeah. The one I see most commonly is always the number 4. And I'll tell you why, because it's hope for you or salvation for you. And I can see why churches, it's kind of a, it's, if you're going to use one, that would be the one, you know, that would come to mind first, I think, usually, because you'd say, because they're again thinking, oh, I'm shortening it.
Yeah.
And it just sounds great. If they're Hope Church or Hope for You or,
The number 2 with that also. So it's Grace to You or something like that, right?
Those kinds of things.
So,
and again, you know, it's a, you know, kind of a noble thought there, but it's still not going to help you. So.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, that's really good. So, well, good. Well, I hope this has been a helpful conversation for our audience here. Again, I think one of the takeaways I hope you get is if you have a domain name you've been using for 15 years, unless it like has a whole zip code or you change the name of your church in it in recent memory, I would encourage you to probably stay with it as much as it might be bad, or, you know, maybe get another domain name in addition to the one that you're using. But there's great value to these here. But if this is if you're kind of in the market or thinking about doing a new domain name, or I don't recommend that you do it every time you do a new website. You should almost always keep your domain name. One other little piece of advice here that I'll say that's not in this list is it's really important that the church itself registers the domain name and that you actually have your church name on there and not someone, because we have seen it so many times in our careers, Ian,
where
someone gets a domain name and it's just a member of the church, and this person went ahead and did something nice for the church, and I'll pay the $10, pastor, don't worry about it, I'll just go ahead and do it for the church. And then they become disillusioned with the church, and they leave the church, and they still own that domain name, and that $10 can turn into a lot more. I have literally seen horror stories where there have been porn sites and that kind of stuff that are put on church domain names because of disgruntled church members. And that's beyond me how those kinds of things happen. But absolutely do not compromise on this. Don't just let it go. Make sure your church domain name is owned by the church itself, that it's registered there, and that you're keeping that current. Check that. That might be a good reminder for someone out there to check that to see, hey, is this registered by some staff member five staff members ago in our youth department or something like that? Take a look at that information. If you just type into, it's called a Who Is lookup. So if you just type WHOIS into Google, it'll bring up several different options to do a check to see who is the registered name on a domain name. Stay on top of that, because it's really, you can get us some hot water with those kinds of things. So anything else to add as we close out?
No, that's it. That's it. You took the words out of my mouth on the last example I've seen, you know, with the porn sites and everything. It's just terrible. So
it is terrible. So, well, on that note of porn sites, we'll say Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's a gift to us that you take this in. If you're listening each and every week, a gift you could give to us this year is that if you would rate, review, subscribe, wherever you listen or watch this podcast, it does mean the world to us. We want to thank you guys for being a part of our Reach Right family, and I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to the Reach Right podcast. We hope this episode will help you reach people the right way. Looking for more resources for your church? Check us out online at reachrightstudios.com. If this episode has been helpful to you, it would mean the world to us if you would rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week. Yeah.